Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm super excited as my guest is ready to have a conversation with me here on Love and Inspiration. And I'm talking about someone that is well known, doing amazing work on St. Martin and also internationally. I'm talking about Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, the visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation, established since 2002 here on St. Martin. She's a master therapist. She is a best-selling author and of many books, really, of Success from the Heart. She's also written Love is Forever, amazing book you've got to get your hand on. The love story of Miss Carmaine Carrington Hodge, who is 102 years old, still alive and going super healthy and well. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the show, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. How are you doing today?
Afternoon to you, Mr. Love and Inspiration, and to your lovely audience around the world. I am doing splendiferous. I have to make sure I give you that word again. Splendiferous.
Fantastic. You know, I love that word. I love to make up words. So we're in the same boat. So thank you so much for that. I know listeners are tuned in around the world right now. They're listening on Love and Inspiration here. It's heard on Love and Inspiration is heard on 102.7 FM. PJ83, also on Voice of the Caribbean.net, live from out of St. Kitts, and on Bashani Radio in New York, going out to over 2.1 million listeners. So just briefly, for persons who don't know a little bit about Victorious Living Foundation, tell us briefly about that, and let's go into our conversation, because it's so important for us to talk today. And I know before we started on this important journey to talk with each other this afternoon, I asked my listening audience out there two very important questions. Are you aware of the shift that is taking place in our world at the moment? And number two, do you need to make some shifts in your life? But before we get into that, what is Victorious Living Foundation, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton? Go ahead.
So Victorious Living Foundation was birthed in 2002. And that was really out of seeing the needs in our community, especially among young people. And at the time, I saw many young people who were basically had lost hope. And it really touched my heart. And although I was not living on St. Martin at the time, because I was living in the States, I just felt a compulsion to really make a difference in that arena. And so I said a simple prayer, and that prayer was, Lord, if it's your will for me to make a significant difference in this situation, then close the door for me to go back to the States. And if it's your will for me to leave, then so be it. And so the rest is history, because the door was closed at that particular time. And shortly after, Victorious Living was birthed through prayer and fasting. And we actually were able to have an establishment with the ARC Outreach Center. And this is going back way in history for those who know the history. And I have to thank the past ombudsman, Dr. Nilda Ardern. And, you know, she connected with me after my time of prayer and fasting. And we provided services for the ARC, and the ARC provided us with a building. You know, so it was a match in heaven. We provided services, they provided us a home, and we began to work and established a mentorship program, which was running successfully for about 10 years and made a significant impact in the lives of many young people and even helped persons stay out of the prison system. We helped persons to complete school and go on to tertiary education and made some significant strides. Also, Y2X, our youth wing, produced quite a few well-known persons in our community, including our current dean of the University of St. Martin, Dr. Rolinda Carter, and so many others. So it's been quite a journey, but it's been a worthwhile journey, and I'm thankful for all those who have helped to make it happen. I'm grateful to my family members, parents, sister, brother-in-law, the deceased Mrs. Carmen LaBega. She was also part of that founding development of Victorious Living, and all others who have contributed. And now you, my dear, for being part of Victorious Living and its movement.
Wonderful. You're more than welcome. And by the sounds of it, from what you're speaking to us all about, I'm pretty sure, you know, as it is, you've touched the lives of many over the years. And we're in 2021 today. And if that was established in 2022, do the math, that means Victoria's Living Foundation
has been. You mean in 2002.
2002, and we're 2021. Thank you for the correction. So we can do the math and you know, actually recognize how long Victoria's Living Foundation, you know, has been here in the community of St. Martin and really doing amazing work. And you are a master therapist, as I understood. Can you tell us a little bit of what that master therapist in entails, actually?
Really, in a few words, it's about transforming lives. I am passionate about that. And over the years, I have developed my craft of counseling and coaching. And it's something that I invest a lot in. So I'm always growing, always learning, looking for the best strategies to help people to overcome, whether it's depression or anxiety or whatever challenges that they're facing in their lives. And so what I do is magic, if you could just say it like that. When persons come to me with their situations and they're at their worst and they're thinking, can she really help me? You know, is this going to make a difference? And I just look at them and I smile and I pay attention to what they are saying to me. And I just bring hope to them, as well as tools brought masterfully for them to be able to receive the healing and the restoration that they need. And I've seen that over the years, many persons, and I'm very grateful to be able to contribute to people's lives in that way.
That's fantastic. And that's what we need today, persons who are in that position as you are, to really help persons going through those challenging times. And I also understood that you're a certified holistic health coach and you're a lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. I mean, you've got it locked down, Dr. Nicole Ernmay Francis Cotton. Wow.
Yes, as I said, I invest a lot in my education and in my skills, because that's the only way that we're going to really make a great impact. You can't just be, you know, tinkering around. You really have to go in and understand the root cause of what's going on with people's lives and help them to overcome it.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because there's so much happening in our society, even here in St. Martin. And I know for sure persons who are going to hear this interview, the rebroadcast, they're going to sit down and say, you know what, this conversation was very, very much so needed at this point in time. And you talk about really hitting the point where persons need that help. Now, I know I asked the question, how are you aware? Are you aware of the shift that is taking place in our world at the moment? And do you need to make some shifts in your life? So let's talk a little bit here about what's going on, Dr. Nicole Ernmay Francis Cotton. What is happening really, as you would want to actually start talking about here? What is really going on? Because I've come across persons who seem really helpless and hopeless. What is happening? What do you think is going on in people's mind?
Well, the world has shifted. Life has changed drastically, you know, with all of the illnesses that are going around and the challenges that are happening throughout the nations. And as a result of that, you know, change is a very difficult thing for people to handle. And imagine you just have one type of change happening in your life and people are shifting and going crazy. But now we're not just having one shift that's taking place. We're having multiple shifts taking place. People feeling as if they have lost control of their own destinies, right? And whenever someone feels as if they have no ground on which to stand on, it creates imbalance. It creates chaos to a degree if you're not grounded, if you're not standing firm in who you are, and if your foundation has been shaken. So we also have a shift taking place in ideologies, the way people think about life. And what we are seeing, I remember years ago, I was part of a group that I went to Barbados for a meeting, and they were talking about the new civic religion, and which is humanism.
Okay.
Where God was no longer going to be put in a, you know, instead of us glorifying God, we're putting humanity before God.
That's interesting. Tell us more.
Yes. And so I remember having some very interesting discussions back then. And we were told that this shift was going to be coming. And as a body of Christ, you know, persons who are believers, that we needed to be prayerful, we needed to be mindful, and to be aware of all that was happening. And as I sit and I watch all that is happening in our world, I realize, wow, this is real. And I also recall back when I was a student at the University of Tampa, and I was in the honors program, and they were talking about postmodernism. And I was like, wow, postmodernism. And they were speaking about paradigms and shifts in paradigms and the importance of that. And at the time, I was saying to myself, why am I learning all of these things? But as we are experiencing the world in which we live today, it has become clearer and clearer why I was learning all of these things, because we are in a shift of paradigms. We're in a shift of the way people think about life. And, you know, in the Bible, it says, will the Son of Man, will Christ find faith when he returns? And I remember years ago when that scripture was being read, some people were like, really? But when you look around at what is happening today, right? And you see so many persons who are believers, they are being rattled as well from all that is happening around the world, with people dying, with mandates being set down by governments, and you're looking at a huge conglomerate of ideologies and organizations coming together, and you're seeing things happening in an unprecedented way. And so it's creating lots of fear. And when the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, now more than ever, that is what people need to understand. The spirit of fear does not come from God. God wants to be reverenced, to be respected, to be honored, but not for us to be afraid of him, right? And he's given us power. So because he's given us power, there's no need for us to be fearful. Because if you have power, what does that say to you? It says that regardless of what is happening around you, you have a stability, you have a groundedness, you're able to withstand whatever comes your way, you are resilient. And unfortunately, over the years, many persons who are believers, and I know that your listeners are not only believers.
That's correct.
Right? But many persons have neglected to build their spiritual lives. And so when situations or when stuff hits the fan, that's when they're going on their knees. But what needs to be happening is in the good times, the bad times, and all around times, we need to be cultivating a relationship with God, because it's only through that relationship we're going to be able to stand in the midst of the storms, regardless of what they are.
That's so very interesting as you say that, because at this point in time, there are many storms taking place health-wise, as we know, in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, as it is stated. And at the same time, you've got relationship issues. At the same time, you've got economical challenges. So it is a lot of storms around. And I could imagine definitely that there are persons out there who are thinking like, where do I turn? And who can I put my hope in? And what can I put my hope in? And you said it so interestingly earlier, cultivating that specific relationship, because then with the time that we're in here, you would not be bobbing like you're in the waves and water and wondering where to go and feeling completely helpless and lost. So, you know, thinking about that, actually, I've been thinking for a while about our young people, because if you could imagine, Dr. Erna May, if you've got adults who have that life experience of being through things before, and you say, yeah, you know what's going on in the world. But imagine a young person, teenagers, for instance, knowing from development psychology during my studies, that in the early ages, the early stages of teenage life, and especially around the age of 15, that's the crisis, identity crisis. So what can you say about what's happening now and the shift? What could be going on for our young people so that parents who are listening now are able to have more compassion and able to connect closer or even better with their teenage son or daughter? Talk to us. I'm very curious.
Yeah. So you're speaking about teenagers, but let me, before I speak about the teenagers, let me put everything in a context. I don't know if you have recognized, but there are more and more persons who are really losing their minds. Mm. There are more and more persons who are, they are having mental breakdowns, and they are ending up, whether, you know, going to the street, going to the bottle, having to be admitted to mental health, or a variety of different situations. They may speak out of character or behave out of character. And these are adult persons I'm talking about, right? Because of the pressures of life. There are many people who have lost their jobs. You know, as a result, they can't put food on the table. They can't pay their mortgage. Their businesses are failing, and a host of other things. So it impacts their capacity to be able to deal with these situations. So now let's bring that back to the teenager whose brain is not fully developed as yet and is still trying to understand who he or she is, to grasp their own identity. Can you imagine what that must be like for a teenager whose brain isn't fully developed? An adult whose brain is developed and is disintegrating. What about our young people?
That's so very true. And that's why I asked that question, because I'm thinking about them. Because you can imagine with the pressures of social media and putting that pressure on that you need to look like this person and you need to follow that individual who's an influencer and the music and all of that. I will think like, if I'm a teenager, I'll be like, give me a break, or I'll just put my head on the water for a little bit and see if I don't hear anything under there. But that's what I'm thinking about. So you can imagine, really. And I'm just wondering, how can parents really help their teenage son or daughter, and even self younger kids? But talk to us a little bit about that.
That's the reason why it is so critical that the village concept be rebuilt.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that was the whole crux of our mentorship program that I developed in 2002. It's about helping the community to mentor our children, because that was what I saw was missing when I came back in 2001, December.
Okay.
That our children, our young people, needed mentorship. They were being left to fend for themselves. I have seen, sometimes I've seen young boys, girls on the street, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm like, where are their parents? Why are they here on the road by themselves? What has happened to our village? These are very important concepts, constructs that we need to revisit, and not just revisit, but to rebuild. And unfortunately, I must say this, Mr. Cotton, that our priorities in this nation and in many other nations of the world, our priorities are warped. You know, I remember as we were building the mentorship program, and all that you were getting very often was lip service from many persons. And the financial input and the grit that needed to be put in to ensure that today we would not be having this conversation, that we would be able to develop our young people, that was grossly missing. And I remember years going on radio and on TV and crying out for our children. And I remember one person said to me, "You're like a weeping willow," not knowing that I was weeping for her child, weeping for all our children, because as a nation, we have forgotten who we are and we have forgotten what is important. And so as we are shifting, we need to shift towards the things that are important. We need to understand who we are and whose we are. And if we don't, we're going to be easily influenced by persons who have ideologies that are not based upon God's design, right? And this is where we're at this moment. And I even want to share with you something very important from, I'm going to read this from Patrick Sugdeo.
Okay.
And it's from his book, The New Civic Religion.
Sure, go ahead.
And it gives us some insight as to what is also happening within the church, not just within society, but within the church itself. And he says, there is a constant danger of falling too much under the sway of our surrounding culture without us even noticing it. Culture may subtly influence our understanding of the nature of God, as was the case with Jephthah. Or we may make conscious decisions to embrace culture and its norms to such an extent that the absolutes of God and the truth of the gospel become watered down. We must maintain a strong link to scripture and Christian practices, ways of life and tradition, while at the same time being aware of and relevant to the world in which we live. So it's important for us to be relevant to the world in which we live, to make a difference, to know what's happening in our culture, to be able to influence our culture. But we also must be grounded in God's word. And too many are becoming overwhelmed by what is happening in our world, losing sight that the word is really what it says it is. And a perfect example is what is happening now with the weather system. God has given us power and authority to even speak to the wind, speak to the waves. But there are many believers who don't believe that.
I see.
He's given us authority to heal the sick, to restore those who have been lost, to raise people from the dead. But guess what? That power, many people still don't believe it. So we don't see it to the extent that it needs to be. But that day is coming when it will come in very full force. And we are going to see people coming out of the hospital beds, being raised from the dead, transformation taking place as people turn back their hearts to God and make that shift instead of the diabolical agenda that is right now in play in our world, you know? So it's about that shift. We're either on one side or the next. We can't be lukewarm anymore. We're either all out for God's kingdom or we are in the devil's camp.
That's really powerful what you shared there, Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, for the fact of that shift that is taking place and what you said about where we are right now. And understanding the power that we have, as you stated, where you can speak to the weather, where you can speak to persons to be healed, and even self, raise them from dead. And I know, you know, a listener might be now saying, now, what are you talking about? Get real. Come on. Stop talking things like that and get on to something else. But this is reality, and this is what Love and Inspiration is all about, because this is what I come here to do on my show for you, to give you only the truth and to give you inspiration that is needed and hope. Because as long as you have ears to listen and listen more than speak, then you would understand exactly what life has in store for you, how God has made things possible for you. And that's why Love and Inspiration is here for you. Listening to this broadcast here with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., and my guest is Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, the visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin. And she's also a master therapist, a certified holistic health coach, lifestyle medicine health coach, and also best-selling author. And she's here on Love and Inspiration, inspiring you, I'm pretty sure, as we're having this conversation. You know, I'm thinking a little bit about this, Dr. Erna May, just going back, just a step back, where you spoke about the village and you spoke about when many years ago you talked about how important mentorship really is. And you got that lip service, like, we're on board with you and we're going to finance this and so forth and all that. And today we're in 2021, where you have so many young people that are challenged and so much is taking place. I just asked myself the question, and I'll not even ask myself this question, but you said something about priorities. And it seemed to me where you gave an example of where we are at in the country that we live in, but also to you that you do see in other countries. I'm thinking, quite true, you know, we've actually really got our priorities mixed up. Because for the fact to think about it, that you would have a casino built right across from a high school where I spoke about earlier, understanding that young people as teenagers are in a stage of where they're still developing and there's conflict inside of who am I and where there needs to be environments that will actually enrich them and empower them to go into the direction where they need to be as productive citizens in a society. But then when you come out of school, you're seeing a casino across the road. I'm thinking to myself, what is this? Where's the priority for those who are in the positions to think about what should be built, what should be established across from a high school? And then I think about when you have rager personalities who know the power of songs and lyrics that is played on air, and then that's pushed. And then at the same time, is stating at the end of the day, when a young person is led astray and is incarcerated and is in the youth detention center, well, he's not going to school. If he has those things in his bag, he wasn't going to school. But then at the end of the day, if you're playing the music that actually puts that young person to think about, it's cool to have a weapon in my bag and it's cool to do such, then what are we talking about? So help me on that, Dr. Erna May Francis Cotton, so we can actually help each other, for those who may not really have their priorities set straight, to really make things happen the way that it needs to happen and shift the world and our community in the direction it needs to go. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I'll say this, as I'm sure we have members of government that listen to your show.
They normally do.
And yes. And others. Correct. Who are in positions of influence.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Go ahead.
And this is what I'm going to say boldly and matter-of-factly. We need leaders who will submit themselves to God and allow Him to lead them and not be influenced by every wind of doctrine. Because as I mentioned before, the new so-called civic religion, humanism, there are many proponents from the east, the west, the north, and the south.
Okay.
And you mentioned that I do lifestyle prescription medicine. I'm a lifestyle prescription medicine health coach.
Right.
And there are 6 root causes to ailments.
Okay.
And one of those root causes is beliefs.
Wow. Powerful. Go
and ahead. What you believe about life, what you believe about situations will determine the actions that you take, will determine the decisions that you make. Therefore, you have to be very mindful of which beliefs you're embracing. You have to be very mindful of who you're being influenced by, because if you're not, you can take an entire nation, you can take an entire people, and you can destroy them because of the belief system that you embrace. And unfortunately, when people don't have a sense of identity, they don't know who they are, they can easily be influenced by other people's belief systems. And so it really behooves us at this time, all of us, every single one of us, myself included. So that is the reason why the call is for the nation, for our government, for our church, for the leaders in our community to reprioritize, to go back to the drawing board, go on their knees, seek God's face, and hear what He has in store for us as a nation. This land was not called Suoliga by accident. Right? It wasn't. And each one of us has the destiny that has already been spoken to, right? God already has a plan for us. He has a plan for this nation. But if we do not seek him for that plan with humble hearts, we will not execute it. And then it will be a travesty for all of us.
True and powerful words there, Dr. Nico Ernemay Francis Cotton. I'm following you without a doubt. And I'm sure everyone who is listening to the show, they're not even moving from their chair. They're just spellbound by what you're talking about there. You know, I'm just thinking along the lines, as you said, that understanding who you are. If you don't know your identity, and especially as a leader in your home, a leader at school, a leader in business, a leader in government, then anyone can come from wherever they come from, speak sweet nothings into your ears, and that will be the best thing ever since sliced bread that you've heard. And you will actually act without even thinking with the common sense that you are supposed to have. An intelligence that God has given you, and then we have an undesired outcome that then unfortunately leads to the massive suffering. Because for instance, if you are in a leadership position where if you know who you are and where you come from and who you belong to and the people that you have responsibility for, you will not allow yourself to be governed and guided by foreign countries who says you should actually have your finances that way. You should actually have your health system that way. You should actually let young people, for instance, do whatever, for instance, from the age of 16. And you just like sit back and say, yeah, sure, because you say that. What else? Yeah, I will do that. And yes, Igor, I will follow your command because I can't think for myself. Please help us to understand how important it is to really be alert and know what the shift is that is taking place so that we can shift ourselves and shift our country and the people that we're responsible for in the right direction. Talk a little bit to us about what's coming up on October 1st that will help all of us, whether we are in business, whether we are government leaders, whether we are leading our household, because I really want to know, and I'm sure everyone right now wants to know what's going to be taking place on October 1st that's going to help them with that shift.
Yes. So for those of you who know LeaderCast, and have been a part of it since we began hosting it on St. Martin, that's Victorious Living, since 2013, they know that it has been powerful and transformational. And so on August 11th, we hosted the live version of LeaderCast Shift as we embrace the shift that is happening around the world. And it was a very powerful and transformational event. I'm going to ask you, Mr. Cotton, before I go any further, if you could just play a clip from one of our attendees who shared about the experience.
I will do that right now. Let's give a listen.
I hope that you are taking care of you. I hope that you're loving you. I hope that you are choosing positive things and persons in your life. Listen, this world has enough negative things going on. And it's a choice for us to choose good vibes and persons around us. My name is Marie Sincere, and I'm a nurse at the medical center. Listen, along my journey to progression, I was privileged on August 11th to be part of LeaderCast one-day leadership event entitled The Shift. Let me tell you, I was exposed to a variation of persons from different walks of life who showed us how they shift their lives, their circumstances, their mindset to be who they are right now. David Baker, he is the CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He spoke of how he changed himself and the lives of a lot of football players. You want to hear that testimony. You want to see and be exposed to that. Authors from different walks of life. We were even exposed to my favorite, Liz Bonan. She is an author, and she is also the founder of Cisco Design. Listen, this lady sold her products from the trunk of her car. And now her business is worth many, plenty cash, though. Listen, I was so excited to see this lady speak on where she came from, the mistakes she made as a business owner, and now she is worth a lot of money. Her business, she's an author, she is a mom, she's a wife. Wherever you are in your walk of life, whatever roles, whatever hats you are wearing, you will identify with at least one person in that lineup, and you will be motivated and move from a place of not just physical shift, but a mental shift that will help you along your journey to self-improvement. So join the rebroadcast. You won't regret it. October 1st, 2021. Join. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and you won't. I tell you, I promise you, you won't regret it.
Wow. Dr. Nicole Renway Francis Cotton, talk to us. That was very powerful from Marie Sinclair, who attended the live broadcast of LeaderCast, The Shift, on August 11th. And she was just sharing about October 1st, the replay. Share with us some more.
Yes, it was indeed. And I was really happy for her and several others who attended the live event. And I could have heard, because we had sessions in between where we interacted with each other, you know, to understand the insights that people were coming away with. And I was indeed very happy that they were blessed by all that took place throughout the day. And so just a few of the persons who spoke, let me just mention a few of them.
Sure.
One of them was Andy Stanley. He is actually a favorite of the LeaderCast. He has been there almost every single year, I think every year that we have hosted it. And Andy Stanley, let me give you an insight from him. He said, shifting is a growth engine. As leaders, we must create internal momentum to drag our organizations forward externally. Otherwise, we miss the opportunity that today's culture is providing us. We have to be nimble and willing to change. If we refuse to shift, we end up getting in our own way. And there were a couple questions that he asked as well, which for those persons who may not be able to attend, and by the way, it's a virtual event, so it's not going to pose any problem as a result of our current pandemic. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can join us. And so the questions that he asked, let me just bring up a couple of those.
Sure. We would love to hear that, actually. Andy Stanley.
He said, question that you need to ask yourself, especially if you're in business, you're a professional. What would my replacement do? What would my replacement do? Meaning that if in your position, somebody was supposed to come in and take over the role that you're playing before they did, what would they do if they came in and made certain shifts from what you may currently be complacent in and not doing? And so that was something that he got from the book, Only the Paranoid Survives by Andrew Grove. And then the other question was, who am I listening to? Who are my most persuasive people? And those two questions are very critical. And then the third one is, what do I believe is impossible to do in my industry, but if it could be done, would fundamentally change my business? And that particular question is one that has helped to create multiple streams of income for persons who ask themselves that question. What do I believe is impossible to do in my industry, but if it could be done, would fundamentally change my business? And that question enables you to have a paradigm shift from how you've been operating so that you can be more innovative in whatever it is that you're doing. And I'm going to share another insight. And this one is from Chuck Mingo. And he asked a very important question. And Chuck Mingo, let me see if I have his bio. He's the founder of Living Undivided, a racial solidarity movement that takes participants through life-changing moments of racial healing. And he says, during times of uncertainty and change, the tension can feel unconstructive, unresolvable, and unrelenting. As leaders, we've been called to rise above the tension and lead with courageous love.
Mm.
I think that's something good for love and inspiration.
Courageous love. Lead with courageous love. Definitely. That's what we need today, to lead with courageous love.
Because love, I mean, if we don't have love for the people that we lead, if we don't have love for the things that we do, then we're in some serious problems. So there are at least 13 speakers. And in addition to that, we have a live speaker, which is Johannes Fislinger. And Johannes, he is the founder of Lifestyle Prescription University. And that's the university that myself and you, Roy, we have become certified health coaches. And he will be speaking on the shift in healthcare. And so I am going to ask you if you could just play that so that persons can have an understanding of what that shift is all about.
Sure, let's pull that up.
Every industry has been disrupted and radically advanced in the last decade. Just think, music, iTunes, shopping, Amazon, or movies, Netflix. Only one industry hasn't been disrupted yet, healthcare.
Fundamental knowledge we've had about lifestyle and health for, and we've had this knowledge now for decades. If we put it to use, we could eliminate fully 80% of all major chronic disease and 80% of premature death in the modern world. That's just astounding.
If we had shown that drug X could do what we found that yoga and meditation and diet and lifestyle changes could do, every doctor in the country would be prescribing it.
We literally have at our fingertips a seismic revolution in health that can occur without any kind of expense.
It's the answer for our country, our world's healthcare crisis.
You're about to learn a revolutionary healthcare paradigm based on science, having the potential to help you lead a healthier, happier, wealthier, and longer life. You'll never be the same.
Wow, that is powerful. And that's coming up, of course, on October
1st.
October
1st. So I'm inviting everyone who is listening to go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, go to our health page, and you'll be able to learn more about the lifestyle medicine. And then about the LeaderCast shift, you go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com and go to the Leadership Summit page, and you're going to be able to register for LeaderCast. The deadline for you to be able to take advantage of this is the 29th of September. So that's the last day that you'll be able to register. You'll be able to watch and be a part of this amazing event in the comfort of your own home, or in your office, or in your car, or wherever you choose to participate. And so you will also have the opportunity to connect live with Johannes Fislinger of the Lifestyle Medicine University. And you can ask questions as well, because also on October 1st, we're going to be kicking off pre-interviews of an upcoming Lifestyle Medicine Summit. So all of that information you can find on www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. And so it's been my pleasure being here with you today. And I pray that it has been a time well spent.
Absolutely. It's been a time well spent here on Love and Inspiration with you, Dr. Nicole Irnme Francis Cotton, visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin. I'm super excited about the replay of LeaderCast, the shift on October 1st. And you mentioned it a while ago, if persons are interested in registering as such, they can go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. You click on the drop-down menu and you go over to the Leadership Summit page. And there you'll be able to register all the details on there, how you can make your payment for that. And then you'll have access to the replay for 24 hours where you can look at all, listen to those wonderful talks that you heard. Miss Marie Sinclair, right?
Sincere.
And she's sincere, mentioned earlier. And really get great nuggets to help you through the shift that is taking place in the world. So that's on October 1st coming up. The replay available for 24 hours now. Super excited. I'm going to watch that once again. And Dr. Nicole Irmé Francis Cotton, if someone wants to connect with you for any extra information about that or even self or therapy session, is there a number they can reach you on?
Yes, that's 1-721-524-8731. That's 1-721-524-8731. And in the event they may not want, they are not able to, you know, be part of the LeaderCast conference, what they can do is make a contribution, because part of the proceeds will be going towards helping families and individuals who are struggling with their mental health and other life challenges. So part of the proceeds go into that. So your contribution is always welcome.
Very important. I appreciate that from you. Dr. Nicole Irmé Francis Cotton of Victoria Slim Foundation, thank you for being on Love and Inspiration once again. Always a pleasure to have you here on the show. And as you've stated also too, coming up at the end of October, there's going to be a powerful lifestyle medicine summit. And some of those doctors that spoke a while ago, you're going to hear them live. And also from our local stage, we have some of our local doctors in regional are going to be speaking, and they're going to be on my show in a subsequent broadcast. Two Sundays from now, I'm going to be speaking to two doctors from the local stage of St. Martin.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.